This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Writers Guild of America, WGA, and other unions representing film and TV writers and journalists have written a letter to Congress requesting protections for their industries when it comes to legislation involving artificial intelligence. The letter, co-signed by the News Guild CWA, Writers Guild of America East, WGAE, Writers Guild of America West, WGAW, and National Association of Broadcast Employees and Technicians, NABET CWA, was addressed to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The letter outlines the concerns of the unions regarding the impact of unregulated AI on their members' jobs. It mentions instances where major news media companies, such as Gannett and GO Media sites, have used AI-generated articles with fake bylines to replace the work of local journalists and writers. Film and television writers have also faced challenges, as their work is being used by AI developers without their consent, even though they have critical protections in their collective bargaining agreement. The WGA had previously gone on strike due to concerns over protections against generative AI, and this issue remains important to them. In the letter, the unions call on Schumer and Congress to take immediate action to address AI legislation. They specifically request safeguards to ensure that AI does not replace journalists and creative professionals or replicate their work without consent or fair compensation. They also ask for protections against the use of AI to surveil workers and their work product, as well as the safeguarding of professional voice, likeness, performance, and written talent. Additionally, the unions advocate for the codification of workers' rights to collectively bargain over AI policy in the workplace. Lisa Takuchi-Cullen, the president of WGA East, emphasizes the importance of meaningful legislation to protect writers and other creative professionals from the potential harm caused by AI. Cullen highlights that while AI is an advancing technology, it also poses real-world consequences. She stresses the need for strong legal guardrails to prevent companies from abusing AI technology to the detriment of a writer's work. In summary, the WGA and other unions representing writers and journalists have drafted a letter to Congress, specifically Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, requesting urgent action to protect the industries from the negative impacts of AI. They highlight concerns such as the replacement of journalists by AI-generated content, unauthorized use of writers' work by AI developers, and the need for safeguards to preserve the rights and compensation of creative professionals. The unions emphasize the importance of legislation to prevent the abuse of AI technology and ensure the safeguarding of writers' work in the face of an advancing technological landscape.